Athletics and relationships. I am your hostess with the mostest, Jasmine George. I've got a master's degree in counseling and a PhD in the love of sports, baby. Cheekbones and charm, Jazzy Fizzle on the ones and twos.
Hi, I'm Diana Taurasi, the Phoenix Mercury, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
Hi, my name is Luke Robitaille from the LA Kings, and I love listening to Female Field Guide.
Hey, this is Jason Wright, 7-year NFL veteran. Love listening to Female Field Guide. Jazz, you got it going on.
I mean, there's such a huge relational gap with men and women when it comes to sports. When you listen to me, ladies, I want to bridge that gap. If you can have a meaningful conversation with the sports fans in your life, my job is done.
Number one radio talk show, Female Field Guide.
You're listening to Female Field Guide with Jasmine George. Broadcasting live from the Mahogany Lounge.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Female Field Guide, Wednesday midweek show. Hump day happening. Hello, Jasmine George on the MIC, your Female Field Guide. Thank you so much for stopping by. It's about that time. Talking sports, entertainment, and relationships with a female twist. A woman's cheat sheet to sports, athletics, relationships. You name it, baby. Ladies, I truly want to get you right. Fellas, I love you too. Learn, laugh, and love the game. Welcome to the Female Field Guide Midweek Fix Show. I couldn't wait a week. I wanted to get on the MIC. November 16th, thank you so much for listening either by Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, your app. Yes. I got an app, y'all. Fantastic show. Not the 90-minute or two-hour show. We're going to pack it in. Pack it in a half an hour. Well, who the heck am I? Well, I'm your hostess with the mostest. I'm a basketball player, like I always say. Give me about 15, 20, all right, 45 minutes to stretch. And my jump shot's still wet. Please believe it. I am a coach. They still call me Coach Jazzer on these parts. I'm a student of sports, and I'm a woman who loves the game. And when I say I love the game, I'm not messing around. I love sports.
I've always loved sports. I mean, really, love sports.
Keep it in pushing. I'm a woman who loves the game. I want to get my girls right. I'm also a sports editor and proud to be the sports editor and writer for Prominence Magazine. Yes, indeedy. You can catch my pieces on ProminenceMagazine.com. We've got a fantastic holiday issue coming out. Subscribe to the print and online issue. Very proud of it. You can also call me Professor Baby, sports psychology, ethnic, cultural, and gender issues in sports. And you know what? I teach all the other classes, too. Shout out to American Sports University for that opportunity. I'm also a sports anchor for Game Time, covering the Inland Empire high school prep sports. I love every single second of it. Shout out to the Inland Empire Media Group and my fantastic producers, Jimmy Navarre. You can catch the episodes on iemediagroup.tv. Baby, you know you can reach me, your Female Field Guide, in a plethora of ways. Facebook.com/FemaleFieldGuide. Twitter, follow me, @FemaleFieldGuide. Leave the E off a guide. Thanks. We've got a Tumblr. Shout out to my intern, Ashley, who is managing it like nobody's business. FemaleFieldGuide.tumblr, TumblR.com. And, of course, we're just not on the radio anymore, baby. YouTube.com/FemaleFieldGuide. I've got some fantastic interviews, some fun shows, and we're just going to get better. Questions, comments, show segments, info@FemaleFieldGuide.com. Email me. I'll hit you back, I promise you. And, you know, everyone's on their cell phone these days. That's why we got a Female Field Guide pocket website. How do you like them apples? www.FemaleFieldGuide.mobi, M-O-B-I. Femalefieldguide.mobi. It's a website for your mobile phone. Shout out to LP Ross for designing it. He's fantastic. Female Field Guide message hotline, 909-276-7132, 909-276-7132. You want to leave me questions and all that other good stuff, hit me up right there. Last but not least, do you know I have an app? Yeah, you do. Visit the Android Marketplace. And, of course, go ahead and go to the iTunes Store for your iPhone or iPad. And it's free, for goodness sake. Shout out to Zenforce Media for designing such a dope app. Without further ado, we're just going to hop into it, man. We've got a lot to talk about and only about 20 minutes to get into it. The Female Field Guide Midweek Hump Day happening. What's going down? Well, I'll share it with you. I would have to say perhaps the reason why we wanted to do a midweek show, because so much takes place in sports and entertainment every single day. The show Sunday nights, 8 p.m. Pacific Division Time, baby, right? But sometimes things go down on Sundays or Mondays or even Tuesdays. And perhaps I would have to say the most glaring thing that really has been taking place the past couple of days has been this crazy NBA lockout. Every day you don't know what's going to go down. People are saying there will not be a season at all. NBA has said, you know what, we're not going to have games even December 15th. We're not even going to think about it a whole month. The certification, what the hell is that? Well, guess what? We've got our NBA insider and one of my senior producers, Miss Tamika Poland, on the MIC. Of course, we're going to be talking basketball and our Mika Minute.
Mika Minute with Lakers insider Tamika Poland.
Well, when you have a smaller point guard and you're actually tired of him coming inside the lane, the only thing you can do is hit him and get out of the game because you are done with the series like the Lakers were.
Hello, Lily. I love LA.
Oh, I gotta love it. Well, we got Tamika here on the telly. Let's bring her in, huh? Mika.
Jazzy.
What up?
How goes it, girly?
Well, it's going fantastic. You know something I forgot to share in the beginning of the show, and I'm glad you're on the MIC with me because you were definitely been a part of it. But you know what? You and I discovered, about an hour ago, that the show Female Field Guide has reached, actually surpassed, 5,000 listeners. It could not have been done, of course, without my senior producers, Tommy and Tamika, my interns, everyone that has been listening, clicking on the show, listening for the app. So, Tamika, thanks. All right, let's get into it because there's been some crazy things that have been taking place with the NBA in this lockout. You know, we've been getting the ESPN, the NBA texts, and so one thing we do know is there won't be any basketball until December 15th for sure. Share with the listeners what the heck else is going on with regards to the buzzword decertification.
Well, to decertify anything, that pretty much means that everyone is for themselves. So, like, when it says you want to decertify the NBA, that means that you're putting the whole season in jeopardy. It means you're trying to dissolve the union, and it took 200 signatures from the NBA, which the players have done. So that just means that you're going to disband the whole union and the players can take them to court, and it's every man for themselves. You're disowning the whole union as a core, so it's every player versus the NBA. That's what you need to do. Need to certify a union.
Break it up, dissolve it, things like that. I mean, we see, you know, when teachers go on strike and, you know, nurses and doctors and those that work in grocery stores and whatnot, it's pretty similar to that because once the union, you know, it usually a player's rep or a president, they're the voice trying to speak for the good of, you know, whatever the group is. But if they dissolve, there's going to be some cats trying to cut some side deals and whatnot. So decertification really isn't a good look for, you know, an NBA season. Would you agree?
I agree, and just like some of the commentators are saying, if you are going to decertify the union, you should have thought about doing it back in July, which means you would have actually had a chance of saving the season as opposed to doing it at the mid-November, and now you're likely to lose the whole season simply because you have to get a court date, and even if you go through like federal, try to go through a federal court, it takes a few months for you to even be seen or to even be heard. So you're looking at going into the summer, which in that case, that would mean that the owners would actually win because we wouldn't have a season at all.
Absolutely. And when it comes to filing stuff for court, you ain't never lied because, hey, I've gotten a couple tickets, Mika, all right? And that line at the Pomona Courthouse.
Awkward.
You know, even though this is, of course, a larger scale, it's really not good for anybody. Now, I think people, either hardcore fans or those maybe just listening to the show wanting to, you know, boost their sports IQ, there's been a name that's been at the forefront. Of course, Derek Fisher, you know, the Players Association president and Laker. But there's also some dude named Billy Hunter. And he is the, you know, the NBA Players Association, the executive director. Who is this dude? And, you know, let's just talk about his involvement, you know, with the decertification and with this lockout. Who is this dude, Billy Hunter?
Well, this dude, Billy Hunter, just like you said, he's an executive. So he's actually the one that he came in to help out Derek Fisher. He came in towards the middle of the actual lockout, but he's actually been around since the 90s. He was one of the big names that actually helped during that 1990s lockout. And some players say that he's just there to – Derek Fisher is the overall speaker, but he's there to help him out and make sure that everything is ironed out accordingly. But others, as like John Barry – or Brent Barry, he said that he was the worst pickup that the NBA players could have picked up because he's not helping.
Wow.
He's not hurting. He's not doing anything. He's pretty much just someone trying to end the season because he is not a player. And
yeah.
Nobody likes to hear that when you're going up against a big old organization like the owners and the NBA.
Yeah.
We need people that are going to be in our corner. So
absolutely.
His name is Billy. He's all I know is that he is supposed to be helping Derek Fisher, but it looks like he's not helping or hurting the situation. He's just an actual body. Because at the end of the day,
Because at the end of the day,
it's the players and Derek Fisher that are actually being that are the ones that are, you know, stating what they need done and what they should they're accomplishing or are hoping to gain from this. So
exactly. I mean, when you're fighting for something, you know, this heavy, you want people that have that they got a stake in it. And essentially, no. I mean, really, he's not a ball player. He's not an owner. And you know, we're going to have the female field guide poll. Is Billy Hunter hurting or helping, you know, the NBA? And obviously they haven't come to any sort of, you know, amicable, you know, decision and agreement for this collective bargaining agreement. So he's just floating around. I don't really see why he's still in the mix. And, you know, we love numbers. 324 games that's been on the schedule has been canceled. That's equivalent to about 26% of the NBA season. Dunzo. And I want to ask you, Mika, you're the NBA insider. Do you think that the owners or the players, if people have to poll who's winning or who has the upper hand, who would that be in your opinion right now?
In my opinion, it's the owners. They're the ones that are setting the pace of how this whole thing is playing out. Yes, they're going to listen to the players and see what they have to say. But at the end of the day, we have to remember that the owners are the ones that help sign those checks. And if I may add, as of November 15th, that was the last time any player actually got played that won a contract. With that being said, nobody has got a paycheck since. So you have a lot of lawsuits that are coming out, and what the owners are doing is they're just sitting back. They're letting the players say, you know what, if you're going to decertify, that's fine because you guys will lose the season, but we're still making money, we're still getting paid, we still have to sign your paychecks. So
absolutely.
In the end, I'm not sure if the players will cave, but we will come to an agreement within the next couple of days whether there will be a season or whether there won't be. And if there is not a season, then the players that were going to go overseas before, they're going to go now.
Absolutely. Definitely. We were just talking about an hour ago. A winner of the whole situation is Darren Williams. He peaced out before it got ugly. He said, listen, I may not be getting a lot of change, but I'm getting something in my pocket. He's staying conditioned. A few other players are, you know, overseas and playing. I mean, it's not, you know, maybe Turkey or China or you know, France and things like that. But you know what? It's better than being at the house, not getting a paycheck. Now, of course, Mika, with you being the NBA insider, of course, what's at the forefront is the NBA lockout. But I'm feeling you have some more fun information some things to share with us, some other NBA headlines. Lay it on me. I know you got some.
I do. Well, in the lockout, all I'm going to say is tomorrow the owners will be getting together for a conference call to determine where their next step will actually be. So we will wait and see what that whole conference, that meeting will be about. On a side note, we have, you know, Dwight Howard did a charity basketball game, and he said he didn't want to talk no NBA, no lockout, no nothing. This is just for the children. We have Kevin Durant, who is now opening his eyes and ears to playing overseas.
Yeah.
And we also have Shaquille O'Neal's book is coming out, and in the book he had a funny quote. It said, LeBron is a lot like me, and he should be like Kobe, meaning he could be a scientific dog, and that quote, like Kobe, who plays every day, practices every day, and has the mindset of a true baller. But the reason LeBron is like Shaq is because he has much more things going on that does not allow him to be as scientific as Kobe. Which means he could be a great, great player, but he lets other things affect how he plays on the court. And that
awkward.
I agree with
exactly.
You. I agree with
one more thing.
Oh.
Just came in that Ketino Mobley is actually suing the New York Knicks because they told him that he had to do an early retirement for the 08 season, and now he's looking for some money because he said, you know what, I could have still played. But hey.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. This is what I have to say about that, Mika, okay? Ready? Okay. I put some extra bass on the foghorn because when I interned for the Clippers, I met Ketino. I was actually one of the interns that had to work with him on media day and things like that. He's fantastic, a really great guy, but he was getting older and he was traded to the Knicks. Now, ladies and gents, for those that are listening, usually, okay, the media says, oh, this person is traded to this person, to this team, pending a physical. No one gets signed. No contract goes through all the way until the ball player says, okay, they passed the physical. Ketino had some sort of heart problems and different difficulties with that, so he didn't pass the physical. That's why he had to retire, because no other team would have picked him up, because essentially he really could have, you know, really injured himself, or even worse, if another team would have picked him up. So the Knicks, actually, the doctors sent out like a memo, I remember, saying, this is the health situation of Ketino, and that was a while ago. So why is he trying to get Skrillex now, knowing that the NBA, you know, if he's trying to sue him now, that's going to be like the fifth priority. No one's tripping over Ketino. He's like 50 years old. Anyway.
Hey, well, you said if you had a fun fact, I had a fact. Fact of the matter is if he wants to sue the NBA because the rest of the players are suing the NBA because he felt like he could still play, whether he had a heart condition or not. He said it was not up to the Knicks to force him to retire. He could have been right on that floor and croaked himself. I do apologize to Ketino Mobley and the family. But everybody is suing the NBA, so why didn't he just jump on the bandwagon? And that is exactly what he's doing. He said, if y'all going to get some money and y'all ain't going to have no union, well, fine, then I'll take you down, too. So that's one
Make that money. Don't let the money make you. Mika Poland on the ones and twos, a part of the Hump Day happenings. Ladies and gents, I hope that you have a clear picture of what is going down with this crazy NBA lockout. Has surpassed the NFL lockout. I don't think there will be a season. I hope so, because basketball is my favorite sport. But hopefully Mika was able to clear some things up with you. And we'll be talking to you on the MIC for Sunday show. Boo, have a good day, huh?
Bye.
That's Mika. Peace out. When we return, the Female Field Guide midweek show, Hump Day Happenings. I'm going to, you know, fill in, you know, there's been a lot of injuries that have taken place this week, and it's only Wednesday. Ladies, I want you to check your fantasy football rosters and make sure any of the cats that are injured aren't on your roster, because you better waive them or trade them. And also, we have a new segment called That a Boy, giving props to women and men in sports that have changed the game and broken records and reached different milestones. When we return, this is Female Field Guide. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Al Caravelli, head coach of the United States National Rugby Sevens team. Jasmine's doing a great job with it. Make sure you pick up the Women's Field Guide.
That's right. Or the Female Field Guide.
Make sure you pick up the female field.
There
guide.
It is.
Serve, for people who don't know, is basically the Michael Jordan of rugby.
My name is Matt Holkins. I'm with the USA Sevens team. I'm the captain, and I love listening to the female field guide.
There's a tongue in your bed. You better be scared. That's it for now. My new CD is coming out. It's called In Your Bed.
In Your Bed?
In Your Bed, in your face.
This is Miles Kregel, here with the female field guy. So how are you liking rugby so far this weekend at the Olympic Training Center?
Well, thanks, Miles, for interviewing me. I really appreciate it. I'm really kind of nervous. But it's been really cool. I've definitely fallen in love with the sport rugby. I can't understand why USA hasn't, you know, embraced the sport. But I'm going to do all that I can to talk about rugby every single time I'm on the show.
Our ambassador, we like that.
Yeah, female field guide ambassador. I'm having a good
Well, we're going to wrap up with the female field guide. Thanks for tuning in and check in weekly.
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Sunday night. Female field guide.
Female field guide. And you can reach her on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Tumblr. And Tumblr.
Tumblr.
Hit her up on twitter.com/female field guide. Holla.
Woo! Good. Welcome back. Thank you so much for just being a part of our mini show Wednesday, man. Hump day happening. You're getting off work, driving home. Go ahead and download the app, man. Go ahead and listen to jazz. Don't be scared. I won't bite these cheekbones. They may melt your heart, but they won't hurt you, baby. Wednesday, November 16th. I hope everyone's been having a great time this week. Very productive week for me, and I hope that you're enjoying yourself on the show. Now, we're back, and football. It's going on to, what, week 10, week 11 of the NFL, and, you know, a lot of things took place. What is it, only Wednesday? Monday and Tuesday, my phone is blowing up with texts, ESPN texts, NFL texts, with a lot of cats that got injured, season-ending injuries. And so, of course, midweek show, I want to keep you guys abreast on the happenings and who's going to be playing this week and who's not. So without further ado, come on. Two minute drill.
Hello. You play to win the game.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
2 minute drill.
FFG injury report.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. This week has been great. It's only Wednesday, but I want to share a lot with you guys. Check your rosters. Vikings cornerback, not quarter, cornerback. Ladies, that's the guy. Usually around 5'10", 5'11". They don't really pass 200 pounds. They cover the wide receiver. Vikings cornerback, defensive back, Antoine Winfield, broken collarbone. He's out for the season. Ladies, I remember when my little brother Jade, he broke his collarbone like 5 times when we were little. He's out. Check your roster. Go ahead and wave that defensive player. Ben Roethlisberger, quarterback, Pittsburgh Steelers. He's about 6'5", pushing 300 pounds. He has a small break in his right thumb, but he'll be playing this week. Literally, I mean, he's gotten in a motorcycle accident with no helmet. He had his spleen, appendix taken out. He'll be playing, but just make sure you look at that right thumb, and I believe that's his throwing hand. I don't believe he's a lefty. Chiefs quarterback, Matt Castle. Also a USC guy. He had surgery on his throwing hand, and he's out for the season. Check your roster. Tyler Palco starting. I know. I don't know who the heck that is either. Tyler Palco. Matt Castle's out. Interesting. Jaguars cornerback Rasheen Mathis, torn ACL, man, out for the season. Oh, geez Louise. Rasheen. Texans' Matt Schaub, quarterback, and he's a cutie. Google, he's out a few weeks with a foot injury. But here's the kicker. Former USC Heisman Trophy winner, former quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals, former good player, Matt Leinart, is going to be starting for him. Here's a water cooler question. Ladies, ask the men, ask the sports fans in your life, what do you think about Matt Leinart? Ask him the open-ended question, because, you know, men like to talk about themselves. What do you think? How do you feel about Matt Leinart? Matt Leinart was a fantastic ball player. I know him. Knew him in high school. But definitely a bust. He was right there being tutored and mentored by the great Kurt Warner and really didn't make the most of it, that mentorship. He was a part of Hot Tub Time Machine, in the hot tub with girls, and really haven't been focusing. But now he's going to be starting a few games for the Texans. Ask the sports fans, ask them in your life, what do you feel? How do you think Matt Leinart is going to rejuvenate his career? He'll be starting a couple games while Texans quarterback Matt Schaub is out. Broncos running back No'Shawn Moreno is out for the season with a torn ACL. Here's something about No'Shawn. And yes, his name is No'Shawn. No, I'm not pronouncing it, but his mom named him No'Shawn. He's very injury prone. So the fact that I got the text and said he's out for the season, I feel sorry for him, but I can't tell. I'm not surprised. Chargers four-time Pro Bowl guard Chris Delmar, he's out for the season. Bengals cornerback Leon Hall, torn Achilles tendon. Ouch, that really hurts. Last but not least, I save this last because it's definitely not least because it hurts my heart. Hurts my heart. Michael Vick had some broken ribs in the loss last week against the Arizona Cardinals. He's not playing on Sunday. Vince Young will be in. Eagles. That's going to be one of my polls. How do you think the Eagles are going to do? Are we even going to make it to the playoffs? That's the Hump Day Happening Female Field Guide Midweek Injury Report.
FFG Injury Report.
Now, in the few minutes we have in our little mini jam-packed Female Field Guide show, I hope you had a lot of fun. I hope that you have a chance to listen and get your fix. Get your chance to hear these cheekbones midweek. I always like to end on a good note. I really do. I try to be positive here, Female Field Guide Radio. And so we want to end with a good note. We want to give props to some ball players that have really made a difference this week, that have broken records, coaches. And so we've got a new segment where we give props to people that have made a difference this week. Come
that
a boy.
That a boy.
That a boy.
That a boy.
That a boy.
This week was really cool, and I can guarantee you that there'll be some more, you know, milestones and really amazing things that's going to take place this week because sports and entertainment, there's always something going down. There's always something amazing. Duke head coach, Coach K, he recorded his 903rd win yesterday. He becomes the all-time winningest coach in Division I-A NCAA college basketball history. He surpasses his old coach, actually, Bobby Knight. Coach K will not throw a chair at you, but he'll give you a championship. That's what I know. Coach K, what an awesome thing.
That a boy.
That a boy.
That a boy.
Keeping it pushing. Matt Kemp with his cute self, Rihanna's old boo. Dodgers outfielder. He just signed an 8-year, $160 million. 8-year, $160 million contract with the Dodgers. Where the Dodgers are getting that money, I don't know. But what I know is Matt Kemp, that a boy.
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 Keeping it pushing, Bill Belichick, the Patriots head coach, as well as Tom Brady. I'm so glad he cut his mullet. Quarterback for the Patriots became the all-time winningest coach quarterback combo. All-time winningest coach quarterback combo with 117 wins, surpassing Don Shula and Dan Marino of the Miami Dolphins. Go ahead, y'all. I'm not mad at you. Patriots are always in the thick of it. They're always in the thick of it. Either love them or hate them. And last but not least, Larry Fitzgerald. I love him because that's my wide receiver for one of my fantasy leagues. That's my wide receiver. He became the first time in his career the NFL NFC West Player of the Week. So far this season, he's got 45 receptions, 792 yards, averaging 17 yards a catch. Are you serious? 5 touchdowns. This man's dope. Former teammate of my buddy Jay Wright, and I've heard some really great things about him. So not only do I want to give him a crazy applause, yeah!
boy.
Attaboy.
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 Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, these are some fun, you know, fun segments we're going to be having for our midweek Female Feel Good Show, and I hope that you had a good time. You can catch us every Wednesday, midweek, midday, giving you guys your fix, breaking it down so you can step your game with Female Feel Good. I hope you had fun. Shout out to Tamika that came on and broke some, you know, NBA lockout things down. Our news is Attaboy segment, of course, and our new Female Feel Good injury report. So, ladies and gents, listen to the show and change your rosters if any of these cats that are out for the season. On Sunday's show, we've got a jam-packed sports and entertainment spin. We've got some really great information. Dancing with the Stars to Who's Dating Who. Sierra's got a boo? Okay. Well, tune in. Sunday night's blogtalkradio.com /female-filled-guide. Our new segment, Are You Serious? And, of course, in the worldwide of sports, we're going to have Corey and Ben on, because they've got a really, really important beer pong tournament coming up where they're going to win a lot of cash, Shola. And, of course, our new segment, Say What? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate your support as we surpass the 5,000 listener mark, almost 7,000 radio show page views. I appreciate you. I love you. I hope that you continue to listen and support me, Jasmine George, your Female Feel Guide host. And, of course, my team, Tommy, Tamika, Shonda, Ashley, and Heaven, I appreciate you. This has been our Female Feel Guide Mid-Week Hump Day Happening Show. And we'll see you Sunday night, 8 p.m. Be there, be square. God bless, and I'll see you Sunday.
Joe Bryant, assistant coach of the L.A. Sharks, also the papa of Kobe Bryant. And I want to say thank you for listening to the Female Feel Guide.
Bill Bellamy, you're listening to the Female Feel Guide. Hey, yo.